Good evening. Welcome to March 2018 End Times Update. Let's open with prayer. Lord, we bless you and thank you again that your word is true and your promises are sure. We look forward to the return of Christ and we claim that blessing in Revelations that says those that look forward to the coming of the Christ have that special place. We've got that place. And we declare that we will be found busy and working, doing your will when Jesus Christ arrives. So praise your holy name. Bless God. Amen. Well, tonight we're going to be talking about some more wars and rumors of wars. That seems to be an ongoing theme for this last year. And let's get started with, I'll throw a few things in that really are not connected to end times, but are just strange. But it tells you the kind of times we're in when you hear them. First thing is, the viewership of the Oscars was the lowest in history. What does that have to do with end times? Well, The Shape of Water won Best Picture. It's about a woman and a sea creature that develop a relationship. The sea creature is a hybrid being with scales, and this creature identifies as a kind of a man, yet is sensitive and has no human male reproductive organs. The creature kind of represents a transgender and a trans species rolled into one, yet emasculated. The message is that a woman can be in love with a kind of a man that isn't really a man but has a few masculine qualities. It also suggests physical, intimate human relationships with an animal that is high-functioning. For decades, there's been discussions, especially in times, about aliens from outer space, which would actually be demons portraying whatever kind of deception they could. Many science fiction movies and shows have been pushing the idea of interspecies relationships, which would be relationships with really demons, taking the form of another species, and that's been going on probably for the last 30 years or more. It's not surprising that Hollywood voted the Best Picture Oscar for an interspecies movie. The demonic influence behind Hollywood movie producers is obvious to those outside of Hollywood. The idea of the movie is that love is always okay, no matter what combination of sex or transgender or species is involved. But, of course, that is a form of lust that they call love and not the actual God kind of spiritual love that God authors. It is in the soulical and flesh demonic realm. So, anyway, that's just kind of an odd thing out there and what they're trying to push for. The idea is that anything's okay as long as they attach the word love to it, then it's got to be good. But that is not the God kind of love. Next, Russia's deputy foreign minister, Sergei Ryabkov, is accusing the United States of trying to meddle in the elections in Russia to try to bring down Vladimir Putin. In order to destabilize Russia abroad, ahead of this month's vote, I need some different glasses here. Russia says that it has proof that Washington has tried to interfere with the upcoming presidential election. They'll cast their vote on March 18th. Putin is way ahead in the polls. There are politics in Israel similar to the United States. Rival parties that hold some government positions try to knock out opposition with created scandals. Right now, they're trying to knock out Prime Minister Netanyahu with scandals because they cannot beat him at the ballot box. If they are successful in somehow removing Netanyahu from office, expect major military attacks from Islamic countries to quickly follow. Netanyahu is strong on national defense. His opponents, who want him out of office, are very liberal and very weak on defense. Netanyahu's departure could easily set up temptation to invade for the Ezekiel 38 war. For now, Netanyahu's term doesn't run out until 2019. Opponents are trying to knock him out of office sooner, even with an earlier vote. It's kind of like the Mueller-Trump thing, only the Jewish version of it. Tell a lie long enough until you can get more and more people to believe the lie. After Netanyahu is out of office, no matter whether he loses the next election or early election or scandal, expect major Middle East war with Israel, with a tremendous amount of Bible prophecies to follow. It's kind of like a pause for now. As long as he's in place, he's a strong figure and holds a lot of forces back. If he wasn't in that position, then you would see the threats increase rather quickly. The spiritual leader of Iran, Ayatollah Khamenei, is calling on America to make all guns illegal in America. Iran's Ayatollah Khamenei wants to make sure that no America has any gun at all. And we would like to thank him for thinking about America's safety. So, the International Energy Agency just released a report that says the United States will overtake Russia as the largest oil producer in the world by 2023, 5 years from now. U.S. oil exports are expected to double within the next 5 years, with the United States producing an eventual 60% of the world market. That is a huge game changer. The reason why a lot of the politics of the Middle East and of Europe, it's all about access to oil. As the United States dominates the world over the next 5 years, it changes the whole playing field, and that's what is making the world nervous right now. China's 2018 defense budget will be $127 billion and is developing a whole next generation of weapons, including hypersonic missiles flying at 20,000 miles an hour, anti-satellite missiles, stealth fighters, new aircraft carriers, and rail guns using electromagnetism instead of gunpowder. The U.S. defense budget is 4 times larger than China's and 14 times larger than Russia's. Russia just announced a new cruise missile with nuclear warheads that they claim any anti-missile system, including the United States system, can't detect it. North Korea announced this week that it is willing to hold off on nuclear development and tests as long as there are negotiations with South Korea. We've been down this road before under President Obama. They said the same thing, but secretly went ahead with the development anyway. North and South Korea will hold their first summit in more than a decade next month at the border village of Panmunjom. North and South Korea are still technically at war. The last nuclear test was in November of 2017. The United States has 28,500 troops stationed in South Korea. The 1950 to 1953 Korean War ended with a truce, not a peace treaty. That was 65 years ago. The last summit was held under President Bush Jr. in 2007. The United States and South Korea plan military drills in April and will not cancel them. South Korean officials are also meeting with Russia, China, and Japan. China is now using a social credit tracking system on its citizens that analyzes internet shopping and social media. They get a score that lists them as lazy or wasteful citizens, but allow those who behave to be able to take out loans. Low-rated people cannot qualify to send children to private schools, nor buy airplane tickets, nor hotel rooms, nor rent or buy property. Anyone who plays online video games gets a category of an idle person. It is a pilot program that will become mandatory in 2020. It also includes low ratings for citizens who do not visit their elderly parents and those who have been cited for sorting their garbage inaccurately or for jaywalking. Those with low scores can only get train tickets for slow trains. President Xi Jinping has pushed his dictatorship-like grip on China by recently eliminating China's term limits for presidency, making him the most dominant Chinese leader since the murderous chairman Mao Zedong. This is socialism. No First Amendment, no Second Amendment, no amendments at all. China's first space station will crash into Earth sometime between March 24th and April 19th, but no one knows where. In 2016, China admitted that it lost control of the spaceship and is unable to perform a controlled reentry. It will burn up in the atmosphere. Perhaps some small amount of debris will survive and hit Earth. Perhaps not. The chances of any one person getting hit by debris is 1 million times smaller than winning the Powerball. In the history of spaceship flight, there has been only one single report of a person being hit by a piece of space debris, and fortunately she was uninjured. It bounced off of her. The Chinese space station was named, quote, Heavenly Palace Lab, and was launched in 2011. In 2012, Louis Yang became the first Chinese female astronaut to visit it. In 1991, Russia had their space station, Salyut 7, crash to Earth. The U.S. had Skylab crash in 1979. The race for space is a race to try and discover why life exists. More and more superbugs are occurring, and that's not Volkswagens, which are stopping their production of bugs. Superbugs are not computer viruses. They are bacterial infections that antibiotics have no effect on. Every year in the United States alone, more than 2 million people are infected with antibiotic-resistant infections. About 23,000 of them die, which is around 1 out of 100 that get one of these bugs that antibiotics don't work on. Bible prophecy talks about increases in plagues. Even so, there is healing and protection through God's promises. A new macaroni and cheese brand claims to fight climate change by using a technique called regenerative agriculture to help sequester carbon. This is being sold as Beyond Organic. What are they doing different? They are rotating the crops and using cow manure to fertilize the wheat. What an incredibly modern idea. What will they think of next? Never done that before, rotated crops or used manure, but it is going to save the world and offset climate change. Billy Graham died, and many prophecies have come forth in the past 30 years, noting a dividing line in the spiritual timeline that after Oral Roberts and Billy Graham's death, God would begin a new revival. I believe it is the final revival, and it will last all the way to the rapture of Jesus Christ. Many world leaders and U.S. leaders attended the funeral. President Obama skipped the funeral and instead attended a community activist meeting in Chicago to help advance his own presidential library. President Obama also skipped Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia's funeral in 2016. Apparently, certain people are being denied his presence. Billy Graham is a dividing line in the spirit realm. We have now entered a final phase, which I believe is the beginning of the final revival. It has been building for the last couple years, but I knew the Holy Spirit told me several years ago, and I've said it on several podcasts over the years, that after the last Pope dies, and then after Oral Roberts dies and Billy Graham dies, God will finally do a new thing. As those represented the basic symbolic leaders of Christianity, the three legs of a three-legged stool, so to speak. And we've been waiting on Billy Graham. He really deteriorated about 5 years ago, and there's no reason for him to continue to live all these years. He's not been functional. He's been in bed and really not oriented. And it wasn't all about him being alive long enough. It was about his body and life would be a dividing line. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. Noah preached for 100 years. This is 2018. Both Oral Roberts and Billy Graham were born in 1918. This year is 100 years from their birth. I don't know if that's a connection or not, but it sure is curious that 100 years after their birth, that they're both gone now, with the final one being gone. I absolutely believe that the move of God has begun. And whether it's spotted in America quickly or not, it has already begun and it's working. How long this will last, I don't know. It will be years, but I don't know how many. The Holy Spirit told me, don't look backwards in order to see forward. In other words, the revival that is ahead will not look like the revivals of the past. So you can't wait for those certain markers that we always thought would be part of a revival to define whether it was going on or not. So we're in the midst of something that is a final move of God, and it's going to eventually be the largest revival that ever occurred. And Bible prophecy speaks of a group so large that is saved, dressed in white, carrying in palm branches, that no human person can number it. That's how large it is. Okay, going on. Papua New Guinea had a 7.5 earthquake. That's huge. 2 weeks ago. And another about 6.8 aftershock this week. Where will World War III begin? North Korea? Iran? Probably World War III will begin in the Middle East. China is the biggest expanding military nation in the world. In fact, the final 21st event in Bible prophecy, known as the seventh vial or the seventh bowl, is when the kings of the East make their military move on the Middle East. There will definitely be a Middle East war involving Syria, according to Isaiah 17. And another internal war in Israel, Psalm 83. The big war for Israel will be the Ezekiel 38 war with Turkey, Iran, and parts of Northeast Africa. Damascus, Syria, will be destroyed, never to be inhabited again. Iran and Turkey's armies will be destroyed. The Antichrist will move his political base to Jerusalem. The false prophet will set the stage for his entrance through a false peace agreement and a new world order finance system. The U.S. has some limited bases in Israel to help man the Patriot missile anti-defense system. The U.S. also has troops in Jordan to Israel's east, as well as 600 U.S. troops now in Syria on an international coalition base next to the Iraq border. China now has sent troops to Syria. Let me repeat that. China has sent troops to Syria. Russia has sent troops to Syria. The United States has now sent troops to Syria. Iran has sent troops to Syria. Iraq has sent troops to Syria. Turkey has sent troops to Syria. What a gathering of military groups on Israel's northern border. The chances of World War III beginning is probably going to be to Israel's north and include this crazy, chaotic civil war that's been going on in Syria, probably Lebanon, and as such. There are 84,000 Iranian troops now in Syria. as part of a military coalition that they're expanding. Turkey has basically declared war on the United States. It's a NATO ally. Even if President Trump doesn't know it yet, the United States supports the Kurds in Syria and the Christians in Syria. Turkey supports the Sunni Muslims. Iraq supports the Shiite Muslims. It's a civil war with four different groups in Syria. Russia supports the Christians and the Sunnis. It's like a soccer game in a square that has four goals, and teams are on the field at the same time, six teams on the field at the same time, and some of the teams are allowed to score in more than one goal, and they're all playing against each other. That's what World War III will probably look like as it develops. Plagues of the end times will increase. We know that by Bible prophecy. Usually bacterial infections are more serious than viral. Antibiotics don't work on viruses. The World Health Organization is still concerned about global pandemics involving mutated viruses that are fast spreading and hard to control. The Spanish flu of 1918, that was exactly 100 years ago, affected one-third of the world's population and resulted in 100 million deaths, way more deaths than World War I or multiple World War I's. Flu is always from birds, even the swine flu and that Spanish flu. A major carrier is aquatic birds that migrate. Viruses have a difficult time surviving outside of a host body. Viruses die with only slight temperature variations. For example, even though you could get sick from bacteria drinking out of a spring or a creek in Wisconsin, there are no viruses in the water. The water filters that filter out bacteria, you could buy these safety things that says we'll take out bacteria. It couldn't filter out viruses if it wanted to. Viruses are so tiny that these filters wouldn't work. Bacteria are large and viruses are tiny. Viruses are so tiny that no filter exists right now that could really stop them. Even prophylactics used during sex can't stop viruses, which is why the AIDS epidemic will not be solved by contraception. It can reduce it, but it can't prevent infection. Viruses are so small, they can go right through prophylactics. A bird, a bat, a monkey, or a pig can have the strain of virus and swap genes with that virus. It's called a mutation. Back in 1918, the population of Earth was only about a third of what it is today. A similar 1918-type epidemic, or what we'd call a pandemic, covering this world would kill about 300 million. The H1N1 swine flu mutation of 2009 killed 575,000 people worldwide. They traced the H1N1 that killed 575,000 people in 2009 backwards and discovered that it came from a North Carolina farm pig in 1998. Pigs eat anything and everything thrown out to them. The H1N1 had three human flu genes that added two more bird flu genes, probably from consuming leftover human food scraps plus bird droppings that might have fallen on them, since pigs will eat anything thrown to them. And they became this perfect incubator laboratory to mix these human genes and these bird genes together, causing the swine flu. And it's all mixed together in the stomach. And so it's a science petri dish, science lab going on. Now, the H5N1 flu, known as the Hong Kong flu, remember that? It only had 846 confirmed cases. That's a fraction of the 575,000. They had 800 cases in 16 countries. The problem was it wasn't very contagious. It was really hard to contract it. You could walk by people all day long that had it, and it wouldn't get on you. The shocker was, instead of a 1% to 3% death rate, the H5N1 had a 50% death rate. That's a huge risk if H5N1 ever mutated to a highly contagious type. That's huge. I mean, smallpox epidemics and such, I mean, at their worst, maybe took out 30%. But a flu that killed 50% of the people that got it, fortunately, that one, it was hard to get it from somebody. We can vaccinate pigs against viruses like we did with humans with polio, but we cannot control global animals or the animals in the wild. Our own U.S. flu vaccines in recent years have missed their mark up to 90%, not to mention the huge controversy over what else the vaccination side effects could possibly be producing. Flu shots cover maybe 3 or 4 annual strains. Flu shots attack only 2 proteins in a flu virus on their outer surface. They do not work on any mutated forms of viruses. 6 teams around the world right now are trying 6 totally different approaches to find a vaccine that kills all viruses. At this point, their hope is still a decade away for the possible solution on how to kill a virus from the inside. Russia announced new nuclear weapons of hypersonic speed, plus a new underwater nuke, a torpedo that can destroy any coastal city and cannot be shot down by Patriot missile defense systems. We don't have any anti-missile systems that stop hypersonic either, unless we get technology using lasers into production. Then we can shoot things down at the speed of light. These torpedoes are called underwater drones because they can be steered and controlled. You know, in World War II, the torpedo was on its way and it's like hit the target or didn't. Well, these drones can be stopped and wait and then given a command to move and shift and then go right up in and take out a whole city from underwater. The United States only has 100 anti-ballistic missiles to defend with. Russia has 11,000 anti-ballistic missiles. The U.S. ABMs have a 50% stoppage rate. Russia has 1 naval carrier group. China has 1 naval carrier group. North Korea and Iran, they don't have any. The United States has 11 naval carrier groups. Our 11 carrier groups are defenseless against any of these hypersonic nukes. 11 hypersonic nukes takes out all 11 carrier groups, all of them simultaneously. Russia's economy is always struggling. It depends on 50% of its economy from oil and natural gas sales. Should technology advance and cancel out fossil fuels, Russian economy collapses. U.S. military has suffered from a decline in neglect for 8 years under President Obama. The United States is poised to be the top oil producer in the world in the next 5 years. You can bet that both Russia as well as China are considering whether or not the United States is in a weak position. Recently, President Putin of Russia warned the Western world, that means Europe and the United States, that Russia is poised to defeat both Europe and the United States. What that might mean is anyone's guess. He says we are poised to defeat them. Putin turns 65 this year and seems to be in good health. He's probably going to be reelected very soon until 2022. China is waiting for any U.S. weakness to attack and retake Taiwan. A Hillary presidency would have been a certain Chinese as well as a Russian move towards military conquest. They are uncertain of President Trump. they may try to wait him out to see if they will be dealing with someone easier to push around in 3 years. A strong America is threatening to both Russia and China. Both are trying to figure out when to make any strategic moves. Now, when they dominate in weapons and before the U.S. develops counterweapons, or wait for a future weak presidency to take place, it's kind of a toss-up for sure. The sequel to Disney's movie Frozen will be released November of 2019. The film's writer and co-director Jennifer Lee in the Huffington Post this week hinted that Queen Elsa may be getting a girlfriend for a lesbian relationship. This follows Disney's openly gay teen show series called Andy Mack and Disney's Doc McStuffins that targets preschoolers with pro-lesbian messages with their two moms. Disney used to be the leader with demons and witches and magic spells, but has now expanded their reach. They will give an account for themselves someday. Joel Rosenberg is the born-again end times author and New York Times best-selling author that writes end times fiction that winds up being very close to factual. His books that he writes winds up happening. His latest book does not deal with radical Islam, but the United States is threatened by the rise of Russia, while the U.S. president is distracted by Iran and North Korea in his book. In this book, NATO begins to come apart and the world is brought to the brink of nuclear war. It becomes the Russian president against the American president. The title of this fictional end times book is called The Kremlin Conspiracy, and it was released this week at March 6th. If you're looking for a fiction book that seems to follow the path of Bible prophecy from all his other books. The ABC's The View host, Joy Behar, said that Vice President Pence is mentally ill because of his Christian faith, where he thinks he can talk to God. At the Academy Awards this week, Jimmy Kimmel also openly mocked Vice President Pence's Christian faith, which the audience erupted with laughter and delight. Jimmy Kimmel mocked Vice President Pence because the vice president does not accept homosexual romantic relationships between grown men and juvenile youth as acceptable. I said grown men and children. That Pence said that's not acceptable, and that's what they said. Well, it should be. They should be able to have homosexual relationships with adults and minors, that should be okay. So he mocked him, and the audience cheered him for doing so. Remember, it was the lowest watched in the history. So tens of thousands are signing a petition asking that a new national holiday called Billy Graham Day be added. I suspect that if we asked Billy Graham if he wanted a national holiday named after himself, he would humbly decline and only want to emphasize Jesus Christ. Either way, I'm not going to take a side in this one. I suppose either way could have its positives and negatives. We shall see. If they have one, fine. We'll promote Christianity. If they don't have one, I don't think Billy Graham would have said, what, me? Celebrate me? Jesus is the one we should celebrate. So I don't know if they're going to get it through or not, like they did with Martin Luther King. I really don't care, and I'm not going to come out for it or against it. We'll just watch and see how it develops. There's such an anti-Christian mood in the country right now that even though he's being celebrated by both sides, I'm not so sure that if it came to a national holiday that the anti-Christian forces wouldn't rise quickly to try to slap that one down. They'd probably say they're trying to establish religion by having that day, you know. Elon Musk's SpaceX launched a pair of satellites into orbit to test the concept of providing high-speed internet service to the entire world. The concept is called Starlink and is designed to reach areas with no cell phone towers. Plans are to launch 4,000 satellites beginning in 2019. The first 800 satellites is needed to make the entire system operable, and it will take several years to launch just the first 800. They want to be able to have cell phones anywhere on planet Earth with no towers anywhere on planet Earth. We'll see how that works. The new peace proposal plan, the Middle East peace proposal plan, from the White House is calling for a divided Jerusalem, and that East Jerusalem be given to the Palestinians as a capital for their new nation. The Palestinians are rejecting it at this point because it allows Israel to keep too many of what they call expanded settlement blocks. Prime Minister Netanyahu says Jerusalem will never be divided. That's why there's a big push by the New World Order globalists to get rid of Netanyahu. The globalists are predominantly the anti-Jewish European banks and their 12 families that run them. They're tied in with the Middle East oil access, as Europe does not have oil of its own. The U.S. plan wants to divide Jerusalem, but put Jerusalem under international protection. The information concerning leaking this report prematurely, France leaked it, Britain leaked it, and Saudi Arabia leaked this information. The White House says that the Western Wailing Wall of the old Temple Mount will always remain in Jewish hands. The Palestinians met in Brussels this week with Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Jordan, and 30 other European and Middle East representatives. The Palestinians are asking the United States, I said that the Palestinians are asking the United States to send them $40 billion to develop their new country in the West Bank. U.S. Ambassador to the UN, Nikki Haley, says the plan is nearing completion. Remember, there are 600,000 Jews that have always lived in the West Bank for up to four generations or more. That's like the size of Milwaukee being asked to leave Milwaukee. If we went to Milwaukee and said, okay, everybody out, just leave. Turn your houses and the stuff over, abandon it, and get out. What would happen? Yeah. Now, let's say that armed Milwaukee is told, get out, and everybody in Milwaukee is armed. That's what they're dealing with. 600,000 armed families in the West Bank that they're thinking, we'll solve it, we'll kick them out. But some of them have been there since 1948. And so now what do you do? Ken Ham had been blocked from speaking at Central Oklahoma University. Ken Ham originated the Ark and the Creation Museum. The gay lesbian group on campus had managed to block his speech. Then the university reversed itself and allowed Ken Ham to speak. Earlier, the same university had blocked Ken Ham had approved and allowed the drag queen shows and the safe sex carnivals, but it drew the line at Christians who believe that God created the heavens and the earth. When the latest school shooting became a tool for the media to attack the idea of private, constitutionally protected gun ownership instead of helping work out the problem of safer schools, they slammed the NRA as evil. Since February 14th, the NRA membership shot up 4,900% since February 14th. Trump announced Monday that he's considering going to Israel to attend the official opening of the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem on the 70th anniversary of the founding of Israel in May. The commander of Iran's Revolutionary Guards, that's Persian, the Bible, that's going to eventually invade Israel, said yesterday that Iran has tripled its missile production, even though the Iran International Agreement forbids it. By the way, Iran never signed that agreement. And President Obama said, well, we're going to pretend they did and act like they did, and we'll keep our part of the bargain up, even though they never signed it. The Pentagon announced yesterday that it is preparing for space warfare, predominantly against Russia and China. That means to defend satellites against attack. Also, how to define if a satellite is attacked, whether or not it's considered an act of war or a collision or a border dispute where no borders exist. They haven't even begun to define what that would mean. Both Russia and China will have operational satellite attacking weapons by 2020. Do you hear that number coming up a lot? And a lot of these things, 2020, 2020, 2020. Low Earth orbit is 100 miles to 1,200 miles. There are currently 780 satellites in low orbit owned by 43 nations. Our 12 global positioning satellites are in medium orbit at 12,550 miles, and that's what's used by our military. Lasers and electronic jamming devices is what's being worked on right now. Also, they're working on small robotic maneuverable attack satellites. They're being developed so they could either grab or crush another satellite or hold it hostage for ransom or destruction. Although the simplest is the laser technology. What they do at the speed of light is they overheat a satellite and it just fries. One of our weather satellites was recently fried by an unknown reason. This is bizarre. A bag of 53 severed hands washed up on an ice-covered island owned by the Russia, close to the city of Khabarovsk, east of Siberia, close to China's border. A 54th hand washed up separately 18 miles away. They have, 27 pairs of hands. They're checking fingerprints against known databases. Best guess, corpses were illegally being used for stealing and selling body parts, and the hands were cut off to prevent identification. Yes, they were marketing the body and the parts. And whoever threw the bag of hands overboard probably thought the hands were going to sink. Probably done on a ship. And they floated to shore. I don't even know if they'll be in a database. That's just like a creepy 54 hands. I don't know. What is the world coming to? Every month it's something else that wasn't in your brain before. And you think, where did they come from? President Putin of Russia said today that he would annihilate the entire world with his nuclear weapons if any nukes were fired at Russia because, quote, why do we need a world if Russians cease to exist? Unquote. Of course, that is what Israel has adopted as their policy. The Samson defense, in other words, if we're going down, we're taking all of our enemies with us. Right, mutually assured destruction. This one is one up on mutually assured destruction, where it says, if you take us out, we'll launch and take you out. Putin says this, if you try to take us out, we will take the world out. We'll launch everything we have, and the world will cease to exist. So the mutually assured destruction he's threatening is, it's not you nuke us, we'll nuke you. If it looks like we're going down, the world goes with us. Now that's up a notch, isn't it? Hezbollah in Lebanon, Israel's sworn enemy, who also possesses 100,000 non-nuclear missiles from Iran, declared a state of emergency today, saying it fears an attack by Israel. A major news announcement will occur tonight, 15 minutes ago, actually, from when I'm speaking right now, from South Korea. We're not sure what they want to announce, but they said stand by for a major news announcement from us at East, I don't know if it's Eastern time or Central time. Maybe it was an hour ago. I don't know what it is yet. It will have something to do with North Korea, for certain. And I don't know if it's going to be a North Korea bluff or a legitimate, verifiable agreement. They're still at war, remember? They're still at war. They have never signed a peace agreement. I don't know if they want to do that now or not. We'll find out when you get home tonight or in the morning what they're talking about. Today, it was announced that 5,000 U.S. and Israeli troops are participating in a joint missile defense exercise, preparing for threat of attacks from all across Israeli borders. It's being called Juniper Cobra. In 2006, Hezbollah launched 4,000 rockets into Israel. Now, a lot of these rockets are like 4 foot launched in the backyard kind of rockets with no guidance system at all. Just where they land, they land. At the same time, Hamas has fired several thousand from the south. They do have about 200 that are the size of telephone poles that are controllable and can take out a whole city. Besides the 100,000 that are like fireworks on steroids. Of this 5,000 troops, 2,500 are Americans and 2,500 are Israelis. It's a joint force. And I think probably because they are doing this defense against missiles is why Hezbollah is declaring emergency. The United States commander of this group in Israel said that if Israel makes the request for help, they will deploy immediately. That's interesting. There is a Bible verse that says Israel stands alone in the end times. But we just got word from the commander that said, if they invite us, we're right there. So I don't know what that means. That is a small contingency force of just a couple thousand troops, but these are the troops that run the Patriot anti-missile devices. So, ending a 70-year ban this week from 1948, Saudi Arabia will now allow flights over its territory to get to Israel. Saudi Arabia is not one of the nations that attacks Israel in the end times war. And it's a short night tonight. The last thing of bizarre things, Idaho is the first state that is now allowing people to change the sex on their original birth certificates to whatever they identify with. I don't know how that's going to benefit them. It will mess things up for certain if you try to get into a college and your birth certificate says, I am a woman, let me in the woman's dorm, in the woman's shower, in the woman's locker room. I have a birth certificate that declares I'm a woman. It could get kind of tricky when you're dealing with stuff like that. Or I'm a woman, you need to hire me because you're trying to get a percentage of women hired on, and my birth certificate says I'm a woman now. So we'll see how that goes in Idaho and see how that works out for them to declare you can be anything you want to be, right? Didn't mom and dad tell the kids growing up you can be anything you want to be, right? Yeah, any sex you want to be. Yeah, anything you want to be. I remember that one girl, the parents said, you can be anything you want to be. And she said, great, I'm going to be a horse. So apparently that was not the list. Well, I'm going to close for tonight. I know it's an early run. I didn't find a lot of stuff for this month. There just wasn't a lot going on. It's kind of like a few more pieces of the puzzle, mostly about war, a little bit about plagues, a few political moves with Israel. But right now, it's what I call, we're kind of on a back burner. Things are quieting down in a bunch of spots and maybe heating up in a couple others. But other than crossing the line with a new spiritual divide with the death of Billy Graham, that was probably the biggest deal, game changer of this last month. The other stuff was a little more of the same-o that we've been looking at for a while now. But something changed and something's different, and we are decidedly in a different realm now, in the spirit realm. So praise God, because that is a good thing. That is a good thing, a dividing line, and we have got a lot of time left. So praise God. Thank you, Father, for helping us to see what prophecy and headlines match up. Your work, your truth. Lord, we got as close as we could get to trying to understand these things. We look forward to the return of Jesus Christ. You win in the end. We're on your side. We're already victors. May we help finish your final plan. To your glory, in Jesus' name, amen.